If you're the Falcons and you're looking for edge rushers, you have to see how these guys run here.
Oh, I think you're looking at defensive ends.
Build front to back. So you're looking at a top 10 pick. You have a defensive head coach. Okay. You want to rebuild that defense. You want to play fast. There's a lot of edge rushers. Dante Fowler from Florida. Randy Gregory, Nebraska, weighed in a little light today.
But I would say defense, absolutely. Although there are a couple of intriguing offensive linemen that could drop to that spot.
Because we know in the top half of the first round, there might be four, five, or six edge guys who go off the board pretty quick. I think pass rush is probably the primary focus.
Look for defensive ends here, whether it's outside linebacker guys who could rush, down linemen who could rush, especially defensive end, where you play 43.
It's so early now in this process. We're 69 days away from the draft. Number eight's sort of like the catbird seat. And there's going to be maneuvering around them regarding the quarterback position. Six with the Jets, 10 with the Rams, 20 with the Eagles.
Shane Ray from Missouri, Vic Beasley from Clemson. You're looking at guys that can rush off the edge, be versatile, stand up as an outside linebacker. And when you go nickel or dime, you put his hand on the ground and rush up the field.
The coaches are involved. The coaches always get involved in January, February, March. They don't have time to look at college players during the season. They help drive draft boards.
You're going to end up with a defensive lineman at number eight and an impact defensive lineman there because that's where the depth is. Could go offensive line, but it's a little bit more of a stretch. The impact defensive guys are better.